happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
The Lord God will help you. For what more could you ask? You have no reason to be confused or to fret over anything that darkens your path. Determine in your mind and heart to follow after him and never be ashamed of him or the circumstances he has for you. Join us in this program, Divided We Fall, United We Stand, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Isaiah 50, verses 7 through 8, which says, "For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me, who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me."
Hello, and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. The Bible says in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." With God, all things are possible. But without God, nothing is possible. And it's very interesting to me that there are people who do not believe in the Lord. I don't understand how you could get up in the morning and see the sun rise and go through all the amazing things that happen all day long that would take something so much bigger than you and I to make happen and make it to the sunset and still not believe. But perhaps there's even those in the sound of my voice right now who don't believe in God and his son Jesus. God help you to understand the truth. But you don't realize that even though you don't know him and you don't attribute the blessings in your life to him or do not attribute the sunrise to him or the sunset or any of the miracles that happen to him, it is still through and by him that all things happen. And whether or not we acknowledge that is irrelevant. The truth is, without God, nothing is possible. And if we begin to look at that in a very strong and real way in our own lives, we can see that we need to yoke up with Jesus. We need to get ourselves right there with him, following after him, so close to him that we can hear him when he whispers, fully associated with him, and living our lives in such a way as try to be as Christ-like as possible, praying for his grace and his mercy to allow us to be the people he created us to be. And we need to stay right there, yoked up with him. Now, a lot of people, when we talk about yoking up, think about an oxen and how you get them two to stay together. But somehow in my mind, I always see a three-legged race where you have that other person and you're sharing that one leg that's tied together and you're trying to navigate together. And as long as you're in sync and you're going in the same direction at the same pace, following the same plan, you can move smoothly, swiftly, and quickly getting to where you want to go. But just as soon as one of you goes in a different direction, or you follow two different plans, you're going to fall and stumble. You're going to have to get up. It's going to take you a lot of time. You're not going to meet your goal, and you certainly aren't going to get the most out of that experience. And that's how it is, my friend, with being a Christian. We need to be united with Christ. He has bought us with a price, the price of his son, and Jesus paid the price with his life. He has done that because he loves us and because he wants us to have the best life possible, not on just on this side of eternity, but through eternity. And it is through and by the blood of Jesus Christ that we inherit the kingdom of God. But it just doesn't work for fire insurance. There are so many people, I believe, who get saved and they just think it saved them from hell. The reality of it is that a close walk with Christ, in sync with him, united with him, is a walk that will save you from a lot of heartaches in this life and will keep you on a track to live this life the way he expected you to live it, the way he intended for you to live it, and that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's why he came. And so we need to live a life that is united with Christ. If we are divided from Christ, then we will surely fail. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. We need to be united with Christ. For Isaiah says it best, "For the Lord will help me." If I am walking in step, in sync with Jesus Christ, he will hear my prayers and he will deliver me as surely as he delivered the three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. I won't be confused because he will guide me and he will instruct me in the ways that I should go. I must set my face like a flint. In other words, I must be determined and focused to stay in step with Jesus. And he will surely give me the grace and the instructions I need to do so. He is the one who will justify my walk, but only if I'm walking in his ways. People may not understand your service for the Lord. People may even accuse you of serving the Lord because you want fame or glory. That doesn't make it so. You know your heart and you know your intent just as Christ does. People may even try to tell you that what God has told you to do, they don't think is proper. Again, that's between you and God. Just draw up a little closer. Don't fight with man about what they're trying to tell you about what God wants you to do. Speak to God personally. Spend time in prayer and in his word and allow him to tell you what he wants of you and where he wants you to go. He won't keep his will for your life a secret because he wants you to walk in his ways. And he wants you to do the plans that he has for you. He loves you more than I could ever explain. So don't let anyone bring you down. He says, "Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Bring it on." When I am standing with God, in his presence, protected by him, bring it on. You can't touch that. You see, I'm one of his, chosen by God, forgiven by God, called by God, protected by God, supplies my every need is from God, instructs me leads me, and he loves me. And you can say each and every one of those same things if you've given your heart to Jesus. You've got to give him your life too. And that's what Isaiah is telling us. Stand with him. And then he says, bring it on. Let him come near to me. Remember, David said it best when he said, the battle's not mine, it belongs to the Lord. David drew nigh unto God. And David followed after God's will in his life. When he was going to fight the giant, he didn't put the worldly outfit on. And he didn't trust in the protection of the world. And he didn't listen to any of those big shots who told him, you're too little to fight. He knew what God had asked him to do. He knew what God told him he would do for him. And he knew that God had never lost a fight. And he wasn't going to start losing a fight now. And he knew that God would supply and equip. All he had to do was follow. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what he did for little David, he'll do for you. But the question is, are you willing to do for God what little David was? And that was to follow him in the midst of a lot of controversy and perhaps ridicule when the rest of the world didn't understand. And maybe you don't even think what he's called you to do makes any sense. Follow anyway and allow him to lead you and guide you. Because with God, united with God, you will always stand. Divided, you will always fall. You see, Satan can't beat you. The Bible tells us repeatedly and shows us time and time again that the devil is no match for God. And he tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He that is in us is Jesus Christ, the form of the Holy Spirit. And we have access to Jesus and full access to God through Jesus. And we have all that we need. We must draw closer to the Lord and follow in his footsteps. You have God, and you get to stand with him. Nothing will ever defeat you in the presence of God. You can face anything with Jesus. Sickness, hardship, disappointment, joy, victory, even what might look like defeat, because you'll never really lose with God on your side. You'll have all that you ever need, and you'll never be alone if you look to him in all things and in all ways and at all times. He is the three-strand cord, and he will never break.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
Happy girl, she's a happy girl. She's a happy girl.
happy girl. Not that melancholy never comes to plague her soul. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.